From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns with you to welcome you to this Let the Bible Speak program. I hope you'll be able to spend the next half hour with us as we look into the Word of God, commencing a week of Bible study from Psalm 68 and verse 18. Thou hast ascended up on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Our subject from that text will simply be Christ leading captivity captive and giving gifts unto men. It's a wonderful text and a glorious message, and I pray that the Lord will richly bless it to all of you who are listening. First, however, we'll have our daily devotional Bible study and then some music. Our daily devotional today comes from Proverbs 16, verse 20. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. How precious is the gift of faith! It's the gift of God. Faith unites us to Christ. Thomas Watson, the great Puritan, said, "Other graces make us like Christ. Faith makes us members of Christ." It's a saving grace. As the Lord Jesus said in Luke 7:50, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." Happy indeed are those who, because they have been justified by faith, have peace with God. The feet of faith take us in the ways of the Lord, ways of pleasantness and of peace. The voice of faith cries out in the storm, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." After all, as Thomas Kelly put it, God is at the helm. The eye of faith pierces through the darkest cloud and judges not the Lord by feeble sense, but trusts him for his grace, believing that behind a frowning providence he hides a smiling face. The mouth of faith draws forth sweetness out of the flowers of promise, those exceeding great and precious promises. Thomas Lye said, "These are the flagons that faith keeps by her, the apples she hath hoarded up in store, to revive and quicken in a day of swooning." The prayer of faith delivers from fret and care by casting every burden upon the Lord. The great Baptist preacher C.H. Spurgeon put it beautifully, "Faith lays a cool hand upon a burning brow and removes the fever of the fearful heart. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." That's the promise of Isaiah 26, verse 3. And it's the divine recipe for happiness. Trust in the Lord at all times. Believer, is he not worthy of your trust? Have you not proved his faithfulness again and again? May your heart be fixed, trusting in the Lord. And our thought for the day is from the Puritan Thomas Manton. If a man would lead a happy life, let him but seek a sure object for his trust, and he shall be safe. Thank you. For the last couple of weeks, we have been making a very special free offer to our VCY listeners. We're offering to all who write to us to request it, Dr. Mike Barrett's excellent book on Daniel. Dr. Barrett is an eminent Old Testament scholar, and in this hardback book, he leads us to see what many books on Daniel miss, namely the comfort of knowing that our sovereign God is in complete control of all that's happening in the world today. Thus, the book of Daniel is a powerful answer to those who look at perplexing things that are going on in the world today and ask, where is God in all this? Dr. Barrett's study of Daniel will show you the answer and will thereby greatly bless your soul. So why not write today for your free copy of Dr. Mike Barrett's book, God's Unfailing Purpose. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is freepres@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you. Turning this morning to the book of the Psalms, the 68th Psalm, Psalm number 68. We're going to read a brief passage from verse 14 to verse 20. And then we're going to read a few verses in Ephesians chapter 4. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Now, Ephesians chapter 4. Reading together the first 8 verses of the chapter. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. This morning I will want to draw your attention to the 18th verse of the 68th Psalm. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. The psalmist David was deeply burdened to see a mighty work done for God. To put it bluntly, he was tired of seeing the enemies of God strut their defiance of God and their derision of the Lord's people. And therefore he commences this psalm with this great heartfelt cry to God. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. David longed for a day in which the movings and the intervenings of God would be so powerful and so obvious, so frequent and so overwhelming to the enemies of God, that the people of God would have cause to be glad and to rejoice. So in crying that God would arise and scatter his enemies, the psalmist goes on to say in verse 3, let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. In other words, he is lamenting that as things are at the present moment, the enemy seems to be walking freely about in the land. The program of events that appears to be followed is that that's laid down by the enemy.
The people of God are in shame. They're in defeat. They are not seeing done the great things that they long to see done. And in such a situation, all he can do is to turn to God with a heart-rending cry and plead for God to intervene. It doesn't take a preacher to see the parallel between David's day and ours. Any Christian who cannot immediately enter into the sentiments that fill the heart of the psalmist David, I think, is either not living in the scriptures or he's buried his head in the sand and is not living in the real world. I believe in the utter, absolute, final and unequivocal sovereignty of God. I believe that he makes the wrath of men to praise him. He makes even the schemes of demons to work out his own eternal purpose. I have no doubt that our God is on the throne. And yet, with David, I have to lament that we are living in a day when the ungodly strut about this world in utter defiance of God. When true religion is vilified, when false religion is glorified. We have just had, I don't know, it seems like 6 months, but I suppose it's only about a week, of the press and television going mad as the whole world has wandered after the beast and has admired the wickedness and the uncleanness and the heresy and the false religion of Romanism. Where true religion is hated, despised, and those who would stand for God trampled underfoot. In such a day, we long that God would arise and let his enemies be scattered. When David prayed that prayer, there came to his heart a surge of sudden confidence. Not because things were any different as he looked outside. Not because there was some great inner strength within himself. But because as he prayed about these things, memory stirred within him. He was a man of the book. He knew the book of God. That's always a great advantage when you come to pray. People who try to pray apart from the working of the scriptures in their souls are people who will never get very far in the place of prayer. So as he prayed, the scriptures stirred his memory. And in his mind's eye, he went away back down through the years and he thought of the times that God had done great things for his people. The story of the mighty acts of God came afresh to his soul, and confidence was reborn within him. He thought especially of what the Lord had done at Sinai. He speaks particularly of that momentous day when the heavens darkened, when the thunder clouds rolled in, when the mighty lightnings rended them, when God shook the very mountain from top to bottom, and the people stood in terror of the glory and the majesty of God. He thought of that day at Sinai. He thought of God as he dealt with his people in the wilderness, whereby they never went hungry. The shoes in their feet never wore thin. The garments in their bodies never wore out. He met their need. He led the way. He faced every foe. The cloudy, fiery pillar went before them, and when necessary came behind them. And the power and provision of God were made obvious to the people. He thought of how the Lord had led the people all the way into Canaan, overcoming the kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og, and then how he had led them with Joshua across the river Jordan, and had brought down the walls of Jericho, and the great amalgamation of the kings of Canaan who were gathered against them. There had been many, many adversaries, but the Lord had powerfully worked for his people and had given them victory. And that's what David expresses in the words of our text. For having thought of those things, then he said, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. In other words, what David was saying, in very simple parlance, was that the Lord had engaged the enemies of his people. The Lord had triumphed gloriously over the enemies of his people. And that he had ascended to his throne. And there's a discussion as to whether the psalmist meant Zion or heaven. For the sake of the meaning, it makes very little difference. But he ascended to his throne to dispense his gracious gifts to his people. Now for David, all that was history. As I say, it stirred confidence to pray. I would like to take time, if I had the time this morning, just to go down that line, to impress on every believer the absolute necessity of steeping your soul in the Bible, getting its message into your heart, learning the histories of the Old Testament as well as of the New Testament, knowing every situation into which God brought his people. Because believe me, there is not a circumstance of life that you or I will ever be called to face that has not already been faced by the people of God in the history of the Church of Christ on earth. There is nothing that's going to come your way or my way that has not already been faced by God and his people. There has been, in the past, such a situation as you are facing now. And God came through for his people. God blessed them and God used them. So therefore, when you are facing this situation, if you have the knowledge of the mighty acts of God in the past, instead of praying in desperation, instead of searching through that impenetrable darkness for something to say or some way to go or some request to make, when your mind is filled with scripture, you can zero in on the very thing that is the parallel of what you are now facing, and you can call God into the situation, not according to your imagining, but according to his revelation. And I tell you that for any Christian, and for any Christian church, that is the secret of being able to pray. We've often heard of the men of Issachar. They had knowledge of the times and they knew what Israel ought to do. There are very few Issacharites in the church today. And the secret of knowing the times and knowing what Israel ought to do is knowing how to pray. And the secret of knowing how to pray is to have your prayers informed by the Holy Scriptures.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.